Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
Alan is ready to rock, so Steve, that means you must exit the studio.
Goodbye.
If you are playing along at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
If on fire, you're supposed to stop, drop, and what?
Pop, lock, and drop it?
No.
Roll.
Yes. What letter is directly to the right of the G on a standard keyboard?
H.
Yes. Rhinoplasty involves what part of the body?
Nose.
Correct. Who is the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Chad Smith.
Yes. What do most lobsters do with their shell after it has molted?
Eat it.
Yes. What present-day state did Ponce de Leon explore?
Florida.
Yeah. Who was the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Correct. What symbol is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
Anchor.
Yes. In what month does Russia celebrate the October Revolution?
October?
No.
September?
No.
August?
No. Which illusionist and magician has been coined Mind Freak?
Chris Angel.
Yes. And with time on the clock, you got 9, Alan. Hell yeah. I'm feeling good about this.
Is that your best score of the year?
Of this year, yeah.
Cool. Alan just got his best score of the year, Steve.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You don't know if that means good or bad, but...
That's true, because maybe in the past he's only got one round.
Yeah.
But this is my nemesis, Alan. He does well.
He does.
Oh, crap.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! If on fire, you're supposed to stop, drop, and what?
Roll.
Correct. What letter is directly to the right of the G on a standard keyboard?
E.
No.
H.
Yes. Rhinoplasty involves what part of the body?
The nose.
Yes. Who is the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Chad Smith.
Yes. What do most lobsters do with their shell after it has molted?
They wear it.
No.
They eat it?
Yes. What present-day state did Ponce de Leon explore?
That would be New Hampshire.
No.
New York.
No.
I don't know. Nebraska.
No. Who is the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. What symbol is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
An anchor.
Correct. In what month does Russia celebrate the October Revolution?
October.
No.
August?
No.
November.
Yes. Which illusionist and magician has been coined Mind Freak?
Chris Angel.
Yes. And with time on the clock, Steve Migs, you got a score of 9. That's a great score. but it's a tie. 9-9. Alan, next time you will beat Miggs.
Alan, typically I hate tying, but I feel like we've tied a bunch in the past, and I feel like it's only appropriate that my 69th tie of the year was with you.
I would have to agree, buddy. Have a good day.
You too.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, let's see here. The present-day state that Ponce de Leon explored, it was not Nebraska. In the dead center of the United States, Florida. Yes, and very, very nice tie. 9-9.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You guys are smart guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
I must pose a question about something my husband and I are arguing over a little bit, a lot of it. From the world of music and pop culture.
So who's the more aggressive one in these arguments? Would you say it's got to be you?
Absolutely. That is an easy question.
I was going to say, because he smokes a lot of weed.
He's pretty chill.
So I got a feeling that every once in a while you guys will be in the middle of an argument. He might just like fall asleep and take a nap.
He just dips out.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out. I'm checking out on this one. There's nothing good's coming from
this. No. In this particular argument, he says, everybody knows that. And I don't believe that that's true. So we have Brother Joe from Renton on the phone. Good morning, Brother Joe.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. We're all very curious of what's going on in Taryn's household, because I have no idea what you guys are arguing about. You just said it's something music and pop culture related.
All right, Brother Joe, we're going to press play on this. I want you to just take it in for a second, and then I'm going to ask you the question. Steve, go ahead and press play.
Okay, on this link.
On this clip.
Oh, okay. God. Oh, boy. No cursing, right?
No cursing.
Okay. Give it to us. Here comes the riff. At some point. Here we go, Danny.
Well, that is obviously the guitar stylings of Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits.
Okay.
But the question is, Joe, do you know who says, I want my MTV?
Oh, it's, is it not David Bowie from the original MTV commercial?
It is not.
Oh.
Steve Miggs, do you know who says, I want my MTV?
Let me hear that at the beginning again. Is that Freddie Mercury?
It is not. Oh, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this.
Danny, what do you think? Tom or Mark? Blink-182.
It's actually Mike Herrera from MXPX.
You know, I never once bothered to think. I just assumed it's the guy who sings for Dire Straits.
It is not. It is Sting.
What?
It is Sting.
The wrestler?
No, Sting of the Police.
Oh.
And Brad was telling me that everybody knows this. And so far,
well, yeah, everybody,
none of us knew this.
I mean, you know, he's mid-50s, right? So he's a little bit ahead of me.
Yeah, he's creeping up on 57.
Yeah, anyone over 55 might know it, but us young folks under 55, we all don't know that, right, boys?
All us kids.
Yeah, us fellow kids over here, no idea. I thought that was Janet Jackson, actually.
I just wanted to say thank you, guys, for helping me win this stupid argument.
Do you know, a lot of people are texting, though? Everybody knows it's Sting. That's Sting singing with Dire Straits. Another person, it's Sting.
Duh.
Well, that's Brad and his three friends texting in.
Yeah, it is Brad, right? Oh, yeah, it is his number right there. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's Joe's number as well. And Brad, another Brad, yeah.
God, it's Sting. That's a great song, though.
I mean, it was never really my cup of tea, but I know.
Guitar?
The guitar is pretty awesome. The video is kind of fun and trippy.
Mm-hmm.
He had that sick headband also.
You should start rocking a headband, Steve.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I kind of want to. Like, in honor of Slick Watts.
Yes! Bring back the headband.
Somebody's got to pick up that
torch?
Legacy.
Run with it?
Yeah.
It's you, Steve. You're the one.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. We play the guitar on the MTV.
I swear to God, every time we play anything that's over 40 years old, these two are so smitten.
No, honestly, the whole time I'm thinking, what a wild time. Like, this was a good song.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Steve Miggs, you went to a birthday party.
I did.
But it wasn't just any kind of birthday party. It was a special kind of party.
A surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
I love going to surprise birthday parties. The anticipation is always so awesome. And I always love when someone walks through the door that's not the person, because they're like, and everyone's like, what the F? We're here ready to yell. We almost blew it on you. So my wife, the church, she's part of a church planning group. They're trying to plan a new church and put together a new church, or plant a new church in the Puyallup area. And they've been working on all this. And the pastor, he's turning 40. And Jacob, awesome dude, right? So they're like, we're throwing a surprise birthday party. My wife's like, you want to go? I'm like, absolutely love the dude. She's like, it's over at the Family Fun Center. I'm like, wait, like Rocky and Bullwinkle? She's like, yeah. I'm like, how? I was like, what's he like? How old is he? She's like, why? I'm like, that seems like a strange place, like when you're like in your 40s to have a birthday party. She's like, well, he doesn't know, first of all, that they're having it there. But also, she's like, he's a pastor. What do you expect him to have a surprise party at, like a bar? I'm like, you know, like, yeah, okay, solid point. This was the best idea I've ever been a part of. Like, I highly recommend throwing a surprise birthday party or just having a party as an adult at Family Fun Center. This was so much freaking fun. You know, we got bracelets, so we got to enjoy all the, like, the go-karts, the bumper boats, the bumper cars, and then all the games. Of course, Tatum's just having a blast playing all these games and things along those lines. But I think the highlight, the bumper boats.
Bumper boats?
Bumper boats was so much fun. Have you ever done it?
I don't know if I have.
So they have them. It's bumper cars, but in the water, of course, and bumper boats. So Sid did not want to do it. She's like, I don't want to do it because they have squirt guns. She's like, I'm not wearing the right kind of clothes for it. Got jeans on.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Right.
Incoming.
So I'm like, I promise you, I won't squirt you. I give you my word. Because Tatum really wanted to go in there. She's like, I don't believe it. I'm like, I give you my word. I will not squirt you if you go on the bumper boats. You guys can squirt me, but I won't squirt you. Okay. And she agreed. What I forgot was that there are other people on bumper boats, and they don't give a flying F if you told them that your wife's not getting squirted.
They've made no promises.
Yeah.
I was going to say, even your daughter at that point was probably like, yeah, Mom.
Well, Tatum rode with her.
Oh,
so
okay,
that's why.
Okay,
so
okay.
I was like, I knew I was getting squirted.
Sure.
So I'll never share this picture online because I wouldn't do my wife dirty like that. But this was the look on her face. I took the picture and we were dying when I zoomed in on it. She's like, I can't believe how miserable. She had a blast. But yeah, of course, it was just like a war zone out there. Everyone's squirting each other. My wife tries to pull the bumper boat by the edges where it says no squirt zone. And she's telling people, it's a no squirt zone. Even though we're just dying
follow
laughing.
The rules, man.
There's this one woman, though, and my wife and I were joking about it. I'm like, either she had a thing for me or she just hated me. I'm not positive, but she just followed me around the entire time, squirting just me.
Oh, wow.
Laughing, and I was drenched. Like, it was so funny. I'm just soaking wet. Then we get on the go-karts, and while we're getting on the go-karts, who do I see? That woman. And she's laughing at me again. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, do we need to have a conversation?
She was not part of the birthday party?
No.
She was just a random person?
She was just a random woman with her kid. Like, at one point, like, I'm on the go-kart, and she's getting on one, too, and she's pointing her kid to me, like, there's that guy. And I'm like,
get him.
So now we're doing the go-kart racing, and I'm flying. I'm having the best time. All of a sudden, my car just runs out of gas. And it just starts puttering. So Tatum and Sid just pass me, and they're laughing. And then who's looking at me as she's passing with a big-ass smile on her face? That freaking lady.
What a creep.
I know. Again, I don't know if she was just like, she just picked me to be the one
she
person.
She was feeling you.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to squirt her so bad.
So,
maybe she knew who you were. She's like, it's Steve Miggs from the radio. F that guy. But she couldn't say hi because you were with your family.
I'm getting the vibe that's not the case, Danny. But I could be wrong.
You never know.
You're right.
Question, how did you guys go about surprising the birthday boy?
Oh, dude.
How'd you get away with it? How'd you pull it off?
They blindfolded him in the car and put earbuds in his ears. So he had no idea where he was. So he walks through the door. They have the skybox on the second level at the Family Fun Center. So he comes into the room and they lift the blindfold, the ear, and everyone screams. And it's very cool and emotional. Like, that's an awesome moment. But then there's like this pregnant pause. He's like, guys, where are we?
He's like, what town are we in?
Because all the kids are wearing Bullwinkle crowns, like the paper, like, you know, like the hats that they make and stuff like that. So then he steps outside of the little party room and then sees this giant play palace because they're not originally from here. And all bets were off. Everyone was having a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I want to go to the fun center.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the best place ever to have a party.
Let's go.
Do you remember where your milestone party was over at Tony V's?
My 40th. That was really fun. I had a blast. That was so much fun. But I've also planned a 50th birthday for my husband when he turned 50. Like, I love milestone birthdays.
Where did you do it for your husband?
It was at the Merkwood in Arlington, and we had a David Bowie Prince tribute band.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
It was so great. What about you? Okay, so what have been your milestone birthdays?
I don't want to bring the room down. I celebrated my 50th at my dad's funeral. Gotcha.
We can still make up for that, right? We can do like a 50th do-over or your 51st.
I was thinking, I'm like, this could be the birthday that maybe my wife hits me with the surprise party. Like, I was like leading up to it, I'm like, this is a big deal. Like, I wonder what's going to happen. And then my dad had to ruin it for us.
Have you ever had a surprise birthday party?
No.
Danny, let's do it. What was your last milestone birthday party? And what did you do for that milestone birthday? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve, someone on hold got a very memorable tattoo to celebrate a milestone birthday.
Okay.
We're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. But first, Chris from Smoky Point. What was your last milestone birthday and how did you do it?
My last milestone birthday was my Dirty 30. I had a buddy of mine show up at my house the day before, a little inebriated. He was drunk. And he told me, hey, we're going to go drive our three-wheelers on the ice at Silvertip Stadium.
Okay. And, Chris, I feel like we've talked to you about this one before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Oh, awesome. This was a great, yeah, that was a pretty awesome story that you got to do that in front of a crowd, drive for
it. It was memorable as can be.
Had your buddy ever topped that, though?
No. That's pretty much the highlight. He just, after that, it was, we've had a lot of crazy, wild adventures together, but that was by far the coolest.
That does seem like a pinnacle moment right there. Like, hey, it's kind of hard to follow up on that one. Like, right? The next birthday, you're like, hey, bud, what are we doing?
Did you make a plan?
We're going to a movie, man. I can't pull up what I did last time.
206-803-ROCK. Chris in Granite Falls, what was your last milestone birthday?
My last milestone birthday was 50, but unfortunately, it was during COVID. So as soon as the tattoo shops opened back up, the radio station and I were turning 50 within like the same 12-month period. So I went and got your guys' rock sticker tattooed on the back of my arm.
Nice! How long did it take to get that done?
She did it in about an hour and a half. Nice. And now anytime I go to any music festivals or anything like that and I got a tank top on, everybody walks behind me and goes, nice. That's all I hear is nice.
Nice. Like, you have to double check, make sure it doesn't say 69 on there because they say nice so much.
I might have to go in and have her add the 69.
Yeah.
Nice.
Carl, how did you celebrate your last milestone birthday?
It was a long time ago. My last milestone birthday was my 25th birthday. A friend of mine took me to Ozfest 2002.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is great.
Who all was playing that year?
Oh, geez. That was so long. It was the one where, because of the recent passing of Ozzy, where Ozzy came on and said that Sharon had just gotten cleared from her cancer stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I know it was the last show of the original singer for Drowning Pool, because he had passed several days later.
Awesome. Thanks, Carl.
We got some of the text messages. One person said, my wife surprised me with a mariachi band for my 50th birthday.
Love.
Do you remember when we were in San Diego? Danny, were you with us that night? I think maybe you were being responsible and getting a good night's sleep when we were at our radio convention.
No, that was the night that I was eating dinner being responsible, and you guys were walking over there, I believe, and you had the mariachi band following you.
Yeah, we weren't being very responsible, and a few of us ended up dropping a couple bucks and because there was a mariachi band that was just playing songs on the street, so we gave them some money, and they just kind of hung out with us and started playing, and it was like the greatest night of the entire time in San Diego.
I will throw down and make it rain on a mariachi band anytime, Steve.
We kind of did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.